Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with Frank Lavin. He's in Singapore, operating in the Pacific Rim, especially in China, helping companies like yours put their best foot forward online in China. Exportnow.com is his website. I encourage you to find out more about Frank and see if he's got some, if he can find some opportunity for you on the other side of the planet. Frank, thanks again for being here. I want you to put your political observer hat on and talk to us about, you know, one of the most interesting characters on the planet today is Xi Jinping, the president for life of China, the leader of the Communist Party of China. And he is, if he's the president for life, that means he's pulling all the strings. And he's behaved in a certain way with the coronavirus that a lot of people are not happy about. It's pretty much understood that he didn't that China did not report as early as they could have. He seems to have overplayed his hand in Hong Kong. What do you think about all this?
Yeah, first I think your premise is exactly right. China, of all the major economies, of all the leading nations, China is the only one that is still defining itself, defining its international role. I mean, Germany doesn't have any border disputes, France doesn't have any, Japan doesn't have any, U.S. doesn't have it. China's got border disputes, and it's
all around.
It's an ascendant power. It's got a growing economy. It's got a growing military presence, growing reach. Some of what we're seeing is sort of the natural outflow of that as countries rise in economic consequence, they rise in political consequence as well. So some of that is sort of natural, but some of it I would say is not natural, or they might be better off, they might better serve themselves if they were more incremental in how they did it and paid more of a mind toward their neighbors and other people's opinions as well. So,
well, the way they've handled Hong Kong and picking a fight with India – they're about to harvest the fruit of a lot of bad PR from around the world. The world is sort of opening their eyes to China's motives and their inclinations and what they're capable of. The Chinese Party, the Communist Party, how's that going to play out, do you think?
Yeah, by the way, I agree with your summary just then too, to say, listen, fellas, all of these actions might be seductive and a territorial dispute. You might want to assert yourself. But if I were talking to friends in Beijing, I'd say just be mindful of cost-benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. You know, you might get something in the short run in terms of putting your troops into disputed territory. But if you're causing ill will and if 20 Indian soldiers end up getting killed, you're going to light that place on fire with unhappiness. And they're going to remember that for 100 years. So what did you really get out of asserting yourself and pushing yourself in a disputed territory? So they don't seem to always take that on board the way I just articulated it, and they end up playing a heavy hand when I think a light touch would serve them better.
Well, I don't think that's their nature, though. I mean, they're all about control, and if things aren't going their way, they seem to be, as you say, they seem to be lurching toward the heavy part instead of the lighter part, because I think they see light as a weakness. They think they'll be seen as weakness if they lightened up, if they tried to be conciliatory.
I think you're absolutely right that a sign of what we would say a sign of friendship can appear to be a sign of weakness, and so they can't display subtlety or a light touch and that system, it looks like it's a weakness. So I don't think it serves them well in the long run. In the short run, maybe they can have their day, but I think in the long run, we tell any country, you're better off working with your neighbors and finding ways to collaborate, finding common ground so you don't have open-ended disputes with your neighbors. So that would be just normal.
And it would be better for their people. If they care about their people, what you just described would be better for their people in their country, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Look, because everybody knows their economy is growing. So we get that. They're playing more of a role. All right, that makes sense, too. That in itself is not intrinsically objectionable. But if anything, that means you're going to get more scrutiny.
That's right.
More criticism. And so use a light touch and look for ways to work with folks because you're sort of the new kids on the block now. So
yeah.
That's what I think is missing.
I think you're right, Frank. I need your website one more time, Frank.
ExportNow.com, www.exportnow, one word, ExportNow.com.
Thank you, Frank, for the good report today. Come back soon and be careful over there.
Jim, thanks for having me on. Love chatting with you.
We enjoyed it. Frank Lavin, ladies and gentlemen, ExportNow.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.